News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, builders of the new Children's Hospital want an extra €853 million in construction costs. That's the lead story in the Irish Independent today. It looks like the final bill of €2.24 billion could be more than €100 million higher than figures estimated last autumn, the most recent figure we'd been given. Paul Davies, a public procurement expert from DCU, joins us. Paul, where is this increase coming from?
We've got additional claims coming through from BAM. It's not unusual as you get towards the end of a project. The initial estimates given probably were just that, estimates, and as they've gone towards their final snagging list, there are probably still changes happening. I think the biggest problem that we've had since the very start of this project is continuous changes. I think we've estimated there's over 2,700 changes to the actual original idea, design, if you want to call it. And every time there's a change, BAM puts a cost to it, which from a builder's point of view, you can understand. They have a design. If there's a change, then there's a cost to that, and they put the claim through. And I suspect as we've got towards the end, as they put it to a completion date, we're just seeing the final touches of those claims come through. There's probably still a few more to come, though, because we're not quite at the end yet.
Now, we should say the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board are contesting these claims. They would, I think they believe it's a lower figure involved. I think €48 million, they're saying.
Look, we've had this contest go on over the last, I think, 5 years with the project. This will continue probably for another 1 to 2 years after the project ends. I think our budget now at the moment is, I think, €2.24 billion. I think originally about 2019, I had estimated 2.4. So I suspect that it's going to be in excess of the 2.4 billion by the time we're finished.
You think so? And you thought that as far back as 6 years
2019.
Ago? 2019,
yeah. Unfortunately, you could see the writing on the wall. When we hadn't got a design, it was going to stretch. I think there are other costs that are now going to start coming into play outside of BAM. And I think it's interesting to note that the way that they've covered themselves, they say we've got 1.8 on construction, but there are other costs in there that are going to be talking about the ICT system and the commissioning costs. We've been given no indication of the cost of the ICT system, but we hope that it doesn't go the way of the Arts Council. In other words, that we start maybe with a 30, 40 million project, end up costing us twice that, and then we have to abandon it. And it was only 7 million with the Arts Council, but we've no idea the cost of this one.
Yeah, this is obviously a much bigger project.
Correct, yeah.
2.4 billion potential final bill. Look, I know nothing about construction. I know nothing about tendering for big infrastructure projects, but it strikes me this is not a good way to do business.
It's not, and it goes back to that original idea that we never had a design and we never really had a strong project management team on the inside of the Children's Hospital. And when you go back to that, you left the scope open. I think I've always sort of described it as, let's try build a house, but not quite give the design of the house to the builder. And as they start the first floor, we start making changes. Inevitably, the cost is going to go up, and that's what we've ended up with here. The frightening part is, though, that we're starting with a $2.2 billion budget for the National Maternity Hospital now. Now, are we going to see a repeat of this whole scenario again, or are we going to do something better?
Well, and just final question, what lessons need to be learned, and how do we do it better?
We need a design, we need a very strong business case, and we certainly need very, very strong project managers on behalf of the public body that is commissioning this work.
Okay, we will leave it there. Paul Davies, public procurement expert from DCU. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. BAM have issued a statement to us in response to this story. The claims process as set out in the contract requires BAM to submit claims on an itemised basis, a process which forces duplication. BAM is only seeking the amount it is fairly due, the statement said. Recommendations from an independent conciliator are binding on the parties unless subsequently overturned in court. The conciliator's decision in May last to award BAM €107 million and a 13-month extension to the completion date dealt with all the claims for the period it covered, December 2019, February 2023, and removed any element of duplication. Well, you heard what Paul Davies had to say there.
A lot of words.
He reckons 2.4 billion will be the final cost of the project. And like the old joke, he wouldn't have started from here if he was starting again.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.